kind of dragged this one out. This one used to take about 2.5 hours to get done. Now the way it goes with, as you said earlier, the TV timeouts and things like that, it takes more like 3.5 hours to get through things. They just got Chris Williams up there on the big screen in here.
That's pretty neat to see.
V really shows up in the tunnel, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's been showing up early and often in the state championship for the last 3 years. And so a familiar sight, a Valentine Badger takes the mat, and the lights will come up. Hopefully they let the coaches get into their chairs, and they won't again. That's been a familiar theme last year. Oh, they are going to let them get over
there. No, they're almost there. Zytek coaches are there now. Kelber and Allison take a seat. Let's go.
Head to head here. I don't expect a lot of offense out of Zytek, going to peel it out. And a nice little throw by here. Can Chris Williams get the Costanzo in? No is the answer. And Zytek will get the first takedown. So kind of a big chance taken there by Chris Williams to start. Gets him taken down, but he would have had Zytek on his back. Just a little too confident in his ability to come around. Now he's going to work off the bottom. Zytek with a leg in. And Chris, very active on bottom, has got a hold of Zytek's leg. And now got him up in the air. Going to get at least one here. No, he's going to reverse it and get two. So he'll be on top and go to work. And we know how that begins and ends often. Chris Williams is on top.
On the edge of the mat. Looks like they're going to go off the mat and out of the circle, so they're bringing back to the middle in here and put him back to play. Zytek on bottom. Williams will cover him up.
2-2 here. State championship match covering the left side is Chris Williams. Buck 13 left his match. Stuffed the first move, of course, and that right leg is going to sneak in there sooner or later. That Zytek knows it and just spaced out. Chris has got his wrist underneath. Not much of a turn stopping right there, and there comes the right leg, and now the power half. And Chris has really worked this thing this year. Several technical falls before the first period was over, and let me tell you what, that is a hard thing to do. Chris has got both hooks in here, got Zytek flat out. Zytek had an early takedown, immediate reversal there, and now he's got him on the side, not enough for a count here, but both boots in. He's really high, but Chris is hardly ever worried about his position there. Sometimes he'll even be over an arm. He's going to correct, and now in a lot better position if he can hip him over, but he just takes his right hip to the mat and is going to work that power half again. Him and Kelber have been working of some different techniques to be able to use against guys that block off there. Nothing going there, and they'll have a restart here with 8 seconds to go. 2-2 state final. Chris Williams at 113 pounds will have one left tonight.
Parents and grandparents seem pretty relaxed.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
They're kind of a relaxed crew, but they've been through a lot of big matches, not only during the high school season, but as a youth and in the off season. Chris sees a lot of wrestling. It looks like they'll be tending to Zytek's nose.
How does it affect when you mentioned about some of these wrestlers that go into some Greco-Roman, some freestyle? How does that affect your style of wrestling and what we normally refer to as just your high school style?
Well, Greco, if you learn to, it'll teach you a lot about positioning, and it'll take the fear out if somebody has the over-unders on you, and you'll throw it if you need to, but it's mostly positioning. Now Chris will take the top for 4 more seconds. Zytek not going to be able to get out here, and it'll end 2-2, and they'll flip the coin.
So Chris Williams gives up the first takedown, but then turns that into a reversal, comes back, ties it up 2-2, tries to go to work. Again, he's wrestling the number 2 ranked kid in the state of Nebraska. So we're expecting this to be a close one. We'll see what happens. Chris Williams off the bottom.
And I believe that was our choice after Aquinas deferred there. Chris takes down, just working what I call the Gage Kolakowski stand-up. You get your position first. It might look a little slow, and then you go. But he is trying to keep that leg out, and Zytek throws it in anyway, and that's going to be a mistake, as he has Chris has just crawled over the top. Hard to explain there. He got hold of the ankle, pressed it out, and Zytek made a mistake, and he got it
high.
Too. So now it's 4-2. Chris way high. But it isn't over an arm, and he can usually look up out of this. Strong legs, and position is getting better all the time here for young Williams. Got to watch his head, though. There's been a time or two that he scared us to death in this position, and now he's in a lot better position. What he will do is lull you to sleep. You think that he's getting high, and all of a sudden that power half comes, and it can be devastating.
1 minute.
1 minute, leading this thing 4-2 now. Second period of the state final for Chris Williams. And he's got a half on the left side, both boots in. Now just the right side in. He's going to try to hip over. And not a lot going on for Zytek on the bottom, but there's not a lot he can do as Williams working this half. And it's a good ride. Haven't really shown the ability to turn him quite yet. We had him on a hip, and they will call with 32 seconds left. A stalemate restart. 4-2.
Zytek unable to get anything going on the bottom due to Chris Williams covering him up. And now Chris comes back to the referee's position leading it.
Can write him out here. It makes you wonder what Zytek will be thinking in the third period. Can't possibly go down. And Chris is going to stop his first move. Left boot comes in here, and he's going to stretch him out. And here comes the power half. And that's why he's been going to the scores table for Kleenex, is his nose has been flat in the mat several times. And now the official looking down there, asking the wrestlers for action. Not a whole lot Zytek can do. Chris is, man, there he's got him on his back. We've got an official wee out of position. He did run over there. What is the other guy doing? Man, that was a two count. State final, 4-2. Pretty good control here. Only gave an early takedown where it was our offensive move, and he just capitalized, and Zytek wisely chose both up here, and he's going to try to close the gap in this final period. It's 4-2. Chris Williams going to defend the lead.
Zytek takes out some energy.
Zytek does get deep on a single all the way through here. So far, that Chris is able to tie up his ankles, but advantage position for Zytek right here. If he can come out the back door, he can tie this thing up. If Chris can just keep a hold of the ankle, he will get the restart here. But you never know. Chris sometimes gets his hips in position and gets a takedown here, and that's not going to come to fruition. So Zytek does free it up and cuts him. And so 4-4, and going to cut Williams, and Williams in on a single here. So 5-4 Williams now after the escape. Williams switches to a double. I got to be careful here. Zytek's crawled. Now we're at just switch positions. We've crawled out the back from the last shot, and can Zytek give up one here on the corner? Chris Williams coming. If he comes up, he might put Zytek on
one
his
minute.
Back, but no, he just gets the two. So nervous moments there for Valentine.
7-4.
And now a three-point advantage, and Chris Williams on top. There's just not enough time here for Zytek taking both up and getting that takedown, and it was a good one. He came deep, he came through and finished well. But Chris Williams is too tough on bottom, and I don't say that very often because it has been a problem here and there to get him off bottom. And every time Chris has been on bottom, not only has he gotten away, he's gotten...
Ooh.
Oh, they're going to call him for an illegal hold. What would it be?
I'm not sure.
And so that's going to change things little bit.
Shane wants an explanation on that as well. Kelber's backing him up.
Yeah, there's nothing you can change there. You would like clarification for your young man just in case you don't want him doing it again. But 7-5 on top should be enough for Chris Williams. He's got to ride out 32 seconds here. No mistake. They stop the first move. And so this one is tight. 1-2. Crab ride now for Williams. He is very, very comfortable in here. Can't make a mistake, though. Boots in. Really nervous here. He's way high, way high.
20 seconds,
way high still. He's up 2, 7-5, and now in a little better position, but that kid is under the leg. He could get to it any second, and if he ever got to, Chris got to watch his back now for a defensive fall. Nervous moments for Valentine, and he has not scored yet, but he almost pinned Chris Williams a defensive fall. He comes through, and state championship for Chris Williams, and that was a tough one to call. Wow.
7-5, Chris Williams picks up the state championship number 2. And Coach Kelber and Coach Allison, they look at each other on the sideline over there. I think they were having a little tough time there as well, Robert.
Yeah, I went down there after a 145-pound final and asked those guys, how do you do this? I mean, how do you do this? But The easy answer is these kids make it easy. A lot of success for Valentine the last few years. Like I said, 8 out of 9 of the last district titles gone Valentine's way. The third straight state championship, fourth one since 2012. And there is another individual champion for you. The second one in 2 years for Chris Williams, who maybe hurt himself on the celebration or maybe just gutting it out.
Just finally realized how tough that was.
Just really doesn't wrestle that hard for that long very often because he doesn't have to. It's been dominating fashion. For the next couple years, we are going to work on Chris Williams' style. It's been more than enough to win and then beat some very good competitors. Because as we look forward to college, the minimum weight there is 126 pounds, so we're going to have to bulk him up a little bit, and we're going to have to work on that leg move. But not a lot to complain about as he comes through another state finals undefeated, and
yeah,
the season with just one loss on it, and that one we would love to have back, but just a mistake there at High Plains. But what a season for Chris Williams, and now we look forward to hearing a couple more weights. We will see undefeated and number one Chris Gage Frolikowski go up against Javon Scordis of Milford.
So Chris Williams joins the state championship payroll here as Caleb Long gets his championship at 160 and 113. Now Chris Williams gets the state championship, and we've got one more wrestler to go. That's going to be at 132. That's the final weight class of the day.